Positive vibes. This is Tess coming to you live. I saw that you reached out to my station. I couldn't help but look into your station. I love everything that you're doing, man. First of all, your name on here is awesome. We all need positive vibes, and I love how you try to share that positivity no matter what, no matter what circumstance. So thank you so much for your station and everything that you've been trying to share with the world. I love it. I love it. I love it. Keep it up.
Patience. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Connect with Positive Vibes by email positivev101@gmail.com. Facebook, YouTube, TikTok is positivevibes101. Instagram is positivevibes_101. Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest is positivevibes82. It is Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019. It is 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham to be exact. Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Hey, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? I hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying this Tuesday. Hope you had a great yesterday. And tomorrow's another day. And hope you enjoy the rest of your week for sure. Thank you for joining me on PVS. And so today, just feeling a little bit weaker than the other days. But, you know, just taking it one step at a time, making sure one thing that I don't want to do too much, because that's when my body feels a little bit more, is laying down too long. So I got up early in the morning today. Again, I got up around 5:45 around there. And once I got up, you know, I went down, spent some time with my dad. My dad is fasting for the month of February for 30 days. And, you know, so he was there. So you pretty much eat at in the morning. So, and then he breaks his fast where he doesn't eat or drink anything. He, until sunset, which is going to be around 5:45-ish, if I'm not mistaken, around 5:35, around there. So I was downstairs, you know, spent some time with my dad. And, you know, drank 4 glasses of water because yesterday, my throat was hurting a little bit in the morning, but I drank some water, and it helped. Warm water, right? That's what I have been doing for a while now. Just drinking warm water, or hot, but nothing that burns me, of course. Right now, I hope my voice is coming good, because I'm just covering my mouth and my nose with the mask. You know, the mask when you go to the hospital. But yeah, so I had 4 glasses of water already. I had more when I got up. I had one more glass, and I had some lemon ginger tea. And before that, I had some an omelet with some peppers and avocado. So that was helpful, right, to get some energy. And but yeah, just taking it one step at a time. But when I got up in the morning, so usually when I get up, I might go to bed, right, to for a bit. So the last little while, I'll go to sleep, the last few days, I'll go to sleep around 8:30, 9-ish, and I'll get up around 10:30 to 11, let's say. But today, I guess, because how I'm feeling a little bit weaker, and what happened was I would, I alarm went off and so on, but I guess, you know, I said, okay, a little bit longer, and it was on and off, but I wasn't looking at my phone, because it wasn't, like, right beside me. I just had to move a little bit to get it. And, you know, I got up around 1 o'clock, which is okay, you know. I'm not down to myself or anything. I just told myself, okay, it's a new day. It's a new day, my friends. And I just had to get up and got to keep going. I got to take my own advice that I say every single day on, you know, PVS, on PVTV and all my other content, right? Everybody I connect with, just keep your head up and keep moving forward, my friends. So, yeah, that's an update on me. You know, today is Tuesday, meaning it's hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays on Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP. And it's going to be episode, I want to say 84, but we'll see if I'm right or wrong. It's either 84 or 85. But once again, my friends, just keep doing your thing. Keep being you. Don't stop, honestly. With all everything I've been through, that's all I can really speak about. And being through, meaning me personally, everything I've heard, my perspective, my views, my opinions, my thoughts, my story, my journey, hearing other people's journeys, just everything that I've learned, all I can honestly say is just keep going. Keep going. Time is ticking. It's patience week, right? It was last week and it's this week as well. So patience week. And of course, we're going to continue that until Friday. On PBS. But once again, my friends, thank you for joining me, and we'll be back on PBS. Positive Vibes weather update for Toronto, Ontario, Markham to be exact. It's minus 6 degrees Celsius, but it feels like minus 15 degrees Celsius, which is equivalent to about 5 degrees Fahrenheit. It's supposed to snow pretty much all day. I believe they were saying estimated 20 centimeters of snow. We did have some snow in the morning, maybe even afternoonish, I would say, early afternoon, where we had some freezing rain as well. Positive Vibes weather update for Toronto, Ontario, Markham, to be exact. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP 084. Hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. Next on PVS.
Positive Vibes. Hi, it's Maria. And I just wanted to thank you so much for your positive vibes. I love it.
Welcome to Positive Vibes Influence Podcast. PIP. Positive vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible.
Positive vibes. What's going on, my friend? Thank you. This is Patrick from We Live on a Planet.
Thank you for the love and support for positive vibes. Thank you for the love and support for one another. Thank you for the love and support for yourself.
Hi, Positive Vibes. This is Chrysanthia with All Things Glam. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate Positive Vibes.
Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP 084. Yes, it's episode 84. Today is Tuesday, meaning it's hashtag PV Connects Tuesday. And don't forget, it's Patience Week on PVS. Hey, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? Hope all of you are doing well, my friends. It's Tuesday, another day of the week. I don't know where I was going with that, to be open with you. Patience, right? 1 second at a time. Time is moving forward. We could stop our clocks, but it doesn't mean time isn't moving forward, my friends. It's moving the exact same speed as it always been. Not any quicker, not any slower. May feel like that at times, but the seconds are ticking the exact same way. Hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays, my friends. Thank you for joining me for another episode of PIP. 84 episodes, wow. And on PVS, I want to add, is the Positive Vibe Station. This is day 377, if I'm not mistaken. So that has been going strong as well, for sure. I love connecting, my friends. I love connecting. Not only do I feel the aspect, what I learned, especially when I started, podcasting, started my station and so on, the audio side of Positive Vibes, realizing that, yes, I love to connect. I love to, talk, I guess, because I feel like I have learned so much. I've just been through so much. But what I really understood is that I've learned, and I knew that, but I guess I embraced it a lot more and understood it a lot better, is that I've been learning from everybody that I come in contact with. Anybody I speak to, anybody I write to, or vice versa, anybody that I see with my eyes, like anybody, anything my eyes see, my ears hear, like, I don't know how to explain it, right? Well, I sort of do, but I just need to keep going. Again, just catching my breath at times, just taking it 1 second at a time, feeling good overall. Like I said, it's not like, I have a fever or anything like that, but again, getting over influenza, the flu, and pneumonia together. Pneumonia I've dealt with, right? And but having the flu on top of that, it's a different feeling. But to get back to it, right, it's all about me wanting to learn from everybody. That's why I want to connect, because of their knowledge. Yes, 100%. The amazing thing is that we can pick up a book, and we can watch something, or we can read something, like anything else. We could talk to someone. Well, talk to someone is what I'm really talking about. Like those other things, we can do it and learn and gain the knowledge, go to school and so on. But when you go to school, that's the example I want to give them. What do? We listen. Teachers say, listen to us, right? Like, don't talk in class, because they want you to listen to the words that are coming to their mouth. Embrace everything that they're saying, right? Because that's what I realized, that everybody got so much knowledge. Yes, I could pick up a book, but let's say the book is about, let's just say motivation, for example. There's so many people that are in that field for a career or different experiences that maybe I could get something from them, right? Not to say not to read books. That's something that I'm doing a bit more. I haven't started my next book. The last book, I forgot what it was called, but I've been telling myself I'll get the name and I'll put it out there. But my main thing, my friend, and I've said this before, and I have to repeat things over and over again, because it's my truth. You gotta speak your truth, right? That's why I find different ways to relay the information. But generally, and maybe my words are a bit different, but generally it comes down to the same concept though, right? And one of my concepts, which I embraced and I'm so glad I did, was listen to listen, not listen to respond, my friends. It's not, don't get down on yourself, Don't think that, I'm a bad person, or, I'm this, I'm that. Don't do the negative self-talk. Just take it one step at a time. Patience, my friends, right? I still do it. Somebody's talking and I'm thinking my response, or I say something, but what I've been able to do a lot better, I'm still working on it, is catch myself and I'll stop and let them continue. And one way that I've helped me learn that is a few individuals I remember my lifetime that, and there's only a few that, come to mind that I sort of admire to a point. Like, I like that quality, I guess, for me. But I think it's something that we could all sort of work on, just like it happens. It's human nature to a point when we're talking about something, our stories, anything, talking about our day, whatever it is, we like it when others listen. Social media wise, we like it when we get that like, that comment, the views, right? You like when those, those group of friends or family members, that one that is sort of more outspoken a bit, and when they speak, you can see people are listening. Whether it's, I don't want to get into it, positive, negative, all that, but just talking, and they take control of the room. But when others talk, sometimes that same individual might interrupt them. But, the person that wanted to speak, they might not continue now. You know what I mean? And I realized that for myself, how much I've maybe done that in the past. Not on purpose, we do that probably, I think, I would like to believe majority of the time unknowingly. But connecting goes both ways, my friend. That's the cliches I say. Yes, there's, you can look at cliches, there's two sides of cliches. Cliche is seen as, oh, it's a cliche, which is true, like, you know, depending on the type of conversation. But I live by the cliches, my friend. The cliches are true if you, the different perspective that you have on it. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. You know? How does it make you feel when people listen to you? It feels good. Right? So imagine if someone else is speaking to you. Now, I understand situations are different, right? 100%. I'm not here judging anything. I'm just here speaking my views and my thoughts. That's it. That's all I can do, right? Yeah, sometimes what they're saying, they might be saying something extremely negative, all that stuff, and you want to move yourself away from that. But what I've learned also for myself is that sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that, but for myself is that, just like I say also over and over again, same way we embrace the good times, we have to embrace the not so good times. So I believe that goes in relation to a point when we connect and we're listening to someone, that sometimes that could, whatever they're saying doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to start thinking like that or anything. Let's say, like I said, it's something hatred or anything. But because your ears are listening to it, it's going to be in your mind. It's going to maybe help you down the road to be able to explain to someone, you know, and so on. And it's just going to help you throughout your journey of life. But again, you need to do you, what's right for you at this moment in your life. It's your thoughts, it's your body, it's your health, it's your feelings, it's your voice, it's your ears, it's your eyes, it's your life, my friend. You connect with one person, my friend, and you got that connection with one person, that's all that matters. You got that best friend, you got that family member, you know, and if you don't, you honestly believe that you're alone in this world, look at yourself in the mirror and talk good to yourself. Pump yourself up. You know, I always say, I'm here. Come and talk to me. You know, there's many people through social media or different avenues of getting in touch with people. Read a book. Read something. You know, but let's just say you can't get human contact because of maybe how you are, different reasons and so on. And you feel you have no human being in this world. Read a book. Connect with that person in that book, right? You know, if you can connect with that person in the video, meaning like imagine, and what I recommend, depending where you are, let's say mindset wise, let's say you're in a not so good place, talk good to yourself. What's going to help though, if you can't speak to someone, you feel, read, watch videos, listen. But remember, the one thing that matters at the end of the day is what you say to yourself and what gets stuck in your brain. And the more negative talk you do for a longer period of time, what's going to happen? It's going to affect you negatively. So I feel like I, you know, went left, right, up, down. Thinking on Nintendo, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. That was the cheat code, right? Everybody knew that one. Contra. I don't know why. That one game that comes to mind, people know Nintendo, was that cheat code. And Contra was an amazing game. Love those games. Something I said, I have my Nintendo. Something I said that I was going to do, but it's not working. Now, I don't know if it's a power plug or what, but I'm going to, you know, find a Nintendo. Yeah, because I think I still have some games for Nintendo. Super Nintendo. I have some games there as well. Nothing wrong with my PS4, love it, but, you know, just, bring back some memories for sure. My friends, thank you so much for the few seconds, a few minutes that you've given me. I'd love to connect with every single one of you, and if I have time, I will. I try my best to, and I am working on it, I'm getting better at it. I see the moves that I'm making in the right direction. I'm not looking at it now, they're small moves, big moves, honestly, like I'm able to. It gets into me sometimes, not gets to me, but sometimes I think about it, oh, this, like, you know, I should be making a bigger jump, let's say. But I'm catching myself a lot better, taking my own advice, right? One step at a time, one second at a time, saying that over and over again, my friends. So I'm looking to connect, engage, you know, and I only have, you know, 24 hours in a day. And part of that, you're sleeping. Part of that, you're doing other things and so on. So whenever I can, even if it's just one person that I'm able to maybe listen to or look at their content or talk to or so on, that's all that matters, you know. But I hope maybe what I said or what you have listened to in the past or read or watched, that it's helped you. Thank you for all the love and support for Positive Vibes. Thank you for all the love and support for one another. Thank you for all the love and support for yourself. This was a Positive Vibes Influence Podcast, PIP 084, hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. So many ways to connect, my friends. So many ways. Take care.
Yo, Positive Vibes, what's going on, man? This is Cyber Shots. Just checking in. Just going to go ahead on and send you some more positive synergy. All right, peace.
My man, Positive Vibes, mad love to you all the way out in Canada from New England. And it is snowing hard right now. I know you know what that's all about in Ontario life. But I just want to say thank you, not just for calling in and showing love, but for always promoting a positive message, very sincere, and making it easy for all to listen and hear. You already know what it is, baby. I just had to come through the station, tell you that I'm listening always. I try to get over as much as possible, but thank God these episodes get archived so I can always go digging if I fall off for a little bit. So keep doing your thing, and I always look forward to it, baby. One love.
Focus on the honey in life. Patience. To achieve the success we vision for our business, social media, or brand is to not only put in the work, but know that you are playing a long game, the game of life. We all know that anything can happen at any moment and we can no longer be here. I am not saying this to be harsh in any way, but just stating a point. I have learned over time how unpredictable life can be. Things happen out of the blue that catch me off guard. It can be as simple as someone saying something to me or hearing something. When we are working on our business, social media, or brand, we should keep this in mind, that it is not going to happen overnight. Many obstacles will come along the way, but as time moves forward, it will evolve, just like we evolve in other aspects of our life. The game of life is about the journey.
Thank you so much for your kind words and feedback. I also love your podcast as well. So also, same for you. Keep up the good work.
Positive Vibe Station, PVS. It is 3:37 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario. Markham to be exact. Thank you, my friends, for the few seconds, keep saying it, few minutes that you have given me today or any other day for any of the content I put out there. If we've connected in any way, thank you so much. I share call-ins right here on PVS. I just want to say thank you for all the love and support. The call-ins, have added up, right, over time. And it's just humbling. When I go back to older call-ins, right, messages here on PVS, and just seeing what I keep saying, right, the love and support for one another, simply amazing. You know, so I keep saying, my friends, just keep doing your thing, keep being you, this moment in your life, whatever that might be. You don't know what type of difference you might be making in other people's lives. You know, no doubt, like, I've been doing this for 6+ years, you know, a lot of experience with, like, motivation or learning about concepts, experiences, how to get through the tough times, all of this stuff. Doesn't mean that, you know, when someone leaves me a message about saying thank you or keep doing your thing and, you know, things that I know, but when I hear it from someone else towards me, it makes me feel good inside. So it makes me think that, wow, I might be making a difference in someone else's life. And I know what type of person I am. I know my intention. You know, and it's changed. Like, when my intention has always been there, good. But I mean, how I go about it, what I'm thinking about, what I'm not thinking about, has changed over time. And I'm constantly changing. And I feel like the changes that are happening now are just a lot quicker than before. In a good way. In a really, really good way. Patience, my friends. Patience has helped me in so many ways. And I'm glad, you know, for the last second week now, that I'm focusing only on patience. You know, who knows, maybe I'll go a whole month and do it, right? We'll see how things go. But honestly, my friends, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for the love and support for Positive Vibes. But I have to keep adding, love and support for one another, and the love and support for yourself is amazing as well. Right? Had another glass of water. I needed that after, you know, just catching my breath a bit. We'll see how the rest of the day goes for me. Hope you enjoyed or got something from it. The PV01, which is Positive Vibes 101. Shared that right now as well. Just really talking about relating it a little bit to, you know, if you're trying to do branding and social media and business and things of that nature, it's in relation. Just look at your own life. You know, be yourself. That's the best way. Don't, you know, nothing wrong with trying something different, you know, but just make sure it's something that you're passionate about still, something that you're going to enjoy doing every day. You know, one reason I believe, one, not the only reason, that maybe if someone wants to open up a restaurant, they might not succeed because maybe they didn't realize how much work it is and they don't actually love it. You know, they realize they can't cook. you know, they're thinking about money and so on. But my opinion is that it's about, you got to be passionate and you got to find it and you got to do it. You got to try. So nothing wrong with trying that. And then maybe if it doesn't work, but making that decision, looking at yourself, okay, can I make this work? Can I get help? Can I learn? Can I embrace this? Because it's something that I will want to do. Or being open with yourself, not within a month or two, but looking at yourself and being like, hey, maybe this isn't for me. What can I do moving forward from this that will still help me, maybe not losing, all of that. But one thing you will not lose, my friends, is the experience, is the knowledge that you've learned with those steps that you've taken. Okay? PVS, I've been doing on Snapchat. I'm gonna play that as well, so you guys know what it is. Well, I know I played it earlier, did I? I'll see. Because I did a short ad, I guess you could call it, where we're doing PV TV on Snapchat, a new series called Life of Positive Vibes, something different. The way that I'm sharing there, pretty much from morning till night, you know, different posts there, so you can see what I've been doing throughout the day, maybe what I've been eating, what am I doing. Pictures, videos, right? Mixing it up, and that will just evolve over time. Instagram, I'm planning to come up maybe with the name of it, but I do have already PVTV on Instagram, but I want to have maybe a name for that series. And then also Facebook I have. So I want to have like three separate series. So how it's going to work though is whatever I do for the week on Snapchat, so Life of Positive Vibes, for the week will be put together and only posted on YouTube, which is Positive Vibes 101. Whatever I do on Instagram, you know, for PVTV on Instagram, and whatever I come up with there for the week will be only posted on IGTV. And then Facebook will only stay on Facebook. So that's the whole plan around it. Just getting a little more organized, you know, moving forward with this next chapter, maybe a next book, right? Of Positive Vibes. And I'm just glad that, and happy, and just makes me smile that so many people have been part of my journey. And even if it is for just a second, thank you. Just thank you. Just by seeing the name Positive Vibes, I, you know, that alone You know, I just hope that that helps in some way. Keep doing your thing. Keep sharing. Keep connecting. Keep engaging. PIP 084, Positive Vibes Influence Podcast. Hope you enjoyed that. Hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays. And that's it for today, my friends, for this Tuesday, February the 12th, 2019. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Once again, don't stop. Patience Week here on Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Keep your head up and keep moving forward, my friends. Take care. Positive Vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS.